WSAU.com.
Welcome. It is still the WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. It's the Monday morning edition. We're looking at 7:39. Friday morning of last week, a 27-year-old individual by the name of Sarah McLeod of Weymouth, Massachusetts, and 28-year-old Robert Owens of Bridgewater, Massachusetts, decided, you know, we don't really have much else to do today. We could look for a job. No. We could sign up for Obamacare. No, that takes too long. Let's rob a bank. And so that's what they did. Cops were able to track them down a few hours later. Apparently not good bank robbers. And when they got to Sarah's place, they found some stolen cash, clothes that she had wore during the robbery, and something else that was a little too good to be true. Sarah had just been on her computer Googling, quote, "What happens if you rob a bank?" She said, Google said, "If you're going to rob a bank, what happens to the drug?" She also Googled, "If you're going to rob a bank, and what happens if you rob a drug dealer?"
That was their next plan of attack.
Yeah. Google, well, is it anything it can't do?
It might be better to rob a drug dealer, right? The old line, if you steal from a criminal, can they report it to the police?
They're stupid enough.
They'll come and kill you, but other than that.
No, I would bet on Google you could probably search for bank procedures if the place is being held up. That's got to be online somewhere.
Oh, you know it is. Sure. Of course it is. She and Robert have both been arrested and charged with bank robbery and possession of intention to distribute.
When I got my new phone, the guy at the phone company was showing me how Siri worked, and he asked Siri the question, "Where can I hide a body?"
What did Siri say?
Siri said, "What a disturbing question. Do you need help?"
Really?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Hold on a second. I got Siri. Hold on. All right, hold on. Siri, where can I... Oh, hold on, stupid thing. Hold on. You can...
All right.
Okay.
All right.
This is known as vamping.
We're yeah, ready. I know.
This
no,
may
no.
be good.
Yeah, I want to do this.
We'll
I
see what Siri
what...
says these days about it.
Okay, hold on.
Now, mind you, Siri has experience with Seth, so it may know that Seth is somewhat unorthodox. Right.
Okay. All right, here we go. Siri, where can I hide a body?
What, again?
Siri said, for what, again?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You're
going
to get a visit from the local FBI agent when the show is over.
So,
hey,
no,
Tom.
Whoever programs Siri has a good has a good sense of humor. That's great.
Let's go hunting sometime. What do you say, Tom? All right. Last week, a 33-year-old woman in Tennessee was drunk and wanted her 44-year-old boyfriend to pull over for a little late-night Mickey D's action.
Mm-hmm.
When he said no, she got so angry.
How angry did she get?
She made him pull over. They got out and argued. She jumped back into the vehicle and ran him over. He suffered arm and back injuries. She was arrested for aggravated assault. There you go. So when your woman says, "I need me a McDouble," right, just avoid the problem. Get her a McDouble.
What are you in for? Well, I really wanted the McDonald's.
Did I see they're getting rid of the McDouble, that they're getting rid of the dollar menu?
No. It's just going to be called Dollar Menu and More.
Oh.
Right. It's going to be called the More Than a Dollar Menu.
We ain't got nothing on here for a dollar. Back in May, a trucker crashed into two cop cars and three fire trucks on the side of the highway near Yuma, Arizona, and he killed one of the police officers. He claimed he was checking his mirrors and didn't see them. However, an examination of cell phone data revealed that he was looking at porn and naked women or half-naked women on Facebook when it happened.
While driving. Wow.
Police are charging him with second-degree murder. So, put the phone down while you're doing your driving, okay? Just don't. Don't go anywhere. Sit down. God.
Try to escape. I always do.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Tom's too.
A quick look at the news.
All right, here we go. We start off with the world of entertainment tonight. Remember Suge Knight?
Yes, rap impresario.
Now, Suge is saying that Tupac Shakur, deserves a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. He presents a strong case. For example, he says if officials do not give Tupac a star, he will kill them.
Gotta get a chalk outline on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
The people who do Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp are working on a country version. Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. They don't teach you how to be a country star. However, they kill your dog, sleep with your wife, and wreck your truck. The rest just sort of happens.
Write a song now, losers. No.
Hey, remember the tan mom?
The tanning mom, yes. Yeah.
New Jersey woman who wanted her daughter to tan with her?
Yeah, and she was like leather already. The tan mom is divorcing her husband. She's keeping the house, and he's keeping what's left of his dignity. Turkey. The country of Turkey celebrated its 90th anniversary last week. Speaking of which, do you know why Turkey has a strong military?
Why does Turkey have a strong military?
Its neighbor is hungry. Yesterday was the New York City Marathon, otherwise known as the day that black guys can run without being stopped and questioned by the NYPD.
Oh, my. We'll stop and frisk here.
Hey, how you doing? A Swedish diplomat is upset because people in China often confuse Sweden and Switzerland. However, when a Swiss diplomat was asked for his thoughts on the matter, he said he was going to remain neutral. Thank you. Thank you very much.
A lot of geography humor this
week.
Well, I have to tell you something before we're done with this segment. Do you have more? But wait, there's
one more. One more. Okay. Last one. The mayor of Toronto, who has been caught on video smoking crack, admits he made a mistake.
Yep.
The first mistake is not running for mayor of Washington, D.C. That's been your quick look at the news. Thank you very much.
My son's birthday party yesterday. He turned 13.
Yes.
Got a new phone for his birthday, which, of course, has all the internet and all the bells and whistles.
We told
him, use the internet responsibly on your phone. And he says, I will use it for good and not evil.
Oh, brother.
No kidding.
You've infected another one.
Hey, we're big in the 13-year-old market. What can I say? WSAU. We'll be right back.
Sedation Dentistry has revolutionized the dental profession. Now, you can sleep comfortably through any procedure, no matter how painful. But what about the other situations in life you'd probably rather sleep through? At Sedadol, we have board-certified anesthesiologists who can help you sleep comfortably through virtually any unpleasant experience, like a visit with your in-laws.
So, when can we expect a grandchild?
Okay, breathe slowly and count down from 10.
Okay, 10, 9, 8.
Sleep comfortably through your child's school evaluation.
Your daughter needs to pay more attention in class. She's always bothering other kids.
Just relax, and we'll see you in a couple of hours.
We'll work with her on that.
Sedadol can help you dream away the pain, even if you have the misfortune of being a New York Giants fan this year.
Okay, just inhale here before kickoff, and we'll catch you at the end of the fourth quarter.
Thank God for you.
Sedadol, when sleep is your best option.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.